You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right, now, man, let's start the show. Let's clink some shots. We don't drink, so I'll clink both of these for myself. What's up? The name of this podcast is called... What's the name of this podcast called?
Blunted After Dark.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Blunted After Dark. Yay! I'm just being silly. It's Blunted After Dark. Let me just go into my complicated mind and journey. Seriously, this podcast has been in motion for 4 years. That's sad, isn't it?
What's your name?
It's Mickey Knox. I said that in the beginning.
Oh, really?
Don't know me. Just Google me. I'll promise I'll come up. A lot of people say that and they don't come up. I come up. I'll come up. But no, seriously, I'm Mickey Knox, man. This is Blunted After Dark. And let me tell you the whole idea behind this podcast here. All right, man. I had an idea for a podcast about 4 years ago, mainly due to I started like feeling weird and feeling like I needed to get like feelings out and talking to people, and I didn't want to go to a therapist, but then I didn't want to talk to people that was close to me because I'm just paranoid like that. I'm like, I don't want you to know my secrets, so maybe I could just talk to millions of people and know my secrets. Oh, I know. Crazy, right? So, and to make a long story short, never materialized. I just kept writing here in my, you might hear some pages, might hear pages turn, because literally these are like, literally all segments. So, really... I got into podcasting, listening to, shout out to Techstone, The Read, Comeback Jack, RIP. And I just seen how their shows were just so informative, and they were everything I wanted to talk about, music, what's going on with music, and with just what's going on with the world in general, you know, and just sharing opinions, you know, because you never know, you know, what somebody's opinion may spark in, you know, your own brain, you know, for you to, you know, have a solution. So.
Really, her love for music.
Truthfully, yes. It was my love for music that started my OCD podcast journey. And me being very OCD. Yes. And you will also hear in this podcast a lot, I am a Virgo. Therefore, I am right.
Totally wrong.
But anyway... So, man, so after a while, I just said, I let it go, put it down. I had a partner, we fought, and then I said, I can't do this with anyone else.
In which he will be here sometimes.
Yeah, he'll be here. We're family, so it's fine. It's fine. No, we didn't fight like that. We fought like that, but you know what I'm trying to say. He's okay. He's fine. Hey, at the period, one period with period, the hair period. That is the longest Instagram
name. Local actor. Look out for my brother.
That's the longest Instagram name ever, though, bro. But in any event.
So what is your podcast going to be about based on music?
I'm trying to. You keep, you know, weaving in and out. The main thing is I want to show the rest of the world how cool fucking, well, sorry. How cool Detroit is. What we have going on here. There's a lot of things going on in Detroit that you would not know. You have to sometimes go looking for it, or sometimes it just smack you in the face. And you're like, oh, this is cool. So that's one of my main goals. Also, I would like to educate the youth that is, you know, I love that our the kids that are up under, like way up under me, like in their 20s and in their teenagers, my nephews and things like that. They're so open-minded, but with them being so open-minded, they're still so like technology dependent. And I want to reach them in a way that they get. And of course, music. Because I love music. I can't help it. I was born into a musical family. My dad, little known story about my father, he's an army man. He's been to the army as well, which messed his whole singing career up. But he tried out to be in a band at Motown. Enough to say he didn't make it. But maybe that wasn't his calling. But what he did do is give me and my sister, like, the gift of music and not just being biased with music. Because music, anything that's good, good music is just good music. It's just that. It doesn't have a color. Doesn't have, you know what I'm saying? It's just a feeling that it makes you feel.
It's a jazz, right?
He first started with jazz with me. So I really, really got into jazz. And then during that time, like in the 90s, I was really into A Tribe Called Quest. So I'm hearing all of these samples. And then he's like, they're stealers. They stole from Steely Dan and they stole from, I'm like, Dad, what are you talking about? Q-Tip made this beat. So he taught me a history lesson. And he bought out all this vinyl. And he said, no, this part came from this. Each second, this part came from that. And they mixed it together. I said, oh, okay. And that's when I totally fell in love with music, even how it was being put together and presented and things like that.
And your mom's in a funk. So
my mom is into pop. Not she back then it was funk,
right?
Back then it was funk, but now it'll be considered pop. She's still into pop, like she totally loves Ariana Grande,
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. She was like one of those girls,
nothing but you, baby.
She was one of those girls, probably like in her time, that was listening to, I don't know, like the Carpenters or something and stuff like that. Oh, yeah. Her favorite album is Tapestry by Carole King. That was a sad CD. Not very good, you know, for pop, but she's a pop girl. And with him knowing everything else and her pop, that makes up my musical taste. No, this will not be 100% about music. Of course it can't be. Mm-hmm. Because I'm too complicated for that. So sometimes it's going to be whatever I want to talk about. Today is just an introduction. Oh, no. I got it. It's fine. It's tissue right here. Uh-huh. Sorry. Yeah. You know, today is just an introduction to me. I'm 32 years old. my birthday just passed, August the 25th.
So, overthinking Virgo.
Yes, I am a very overthinking Virgo. I almost canceled this trip to come here to record this 4 times. But through it all, I made it. And
with the thanks of Millie Mills.
So, yeah, but I also, you know, want to bring a lot of attention to our local businesses and things like that, because I have a lot of connections through that. So it's just going to be a very Detroit-centric show.
I can't wait till you do your interviews with local Detroit people. And
me too.
It's going to be hot.
So can I finish my introduction? Thank you. So that's what this show has in store for you. I also have a Facebook page called Blunted After Dark Sounds. That's mainly for, you know, if you're a grinding artist, you got some your stuff on SoundCloud. You want to, you know, help me build, because that's what it's all about. If we help each other build, we all, you know, can build together and make something together and have those connections. So, just a brief intermission because I like to brag. I was one of the first people who started a Facebook rap page. When Facebook back in 2009 started letting people have these pages to create like communities of things they were interested in, there was no rap pages. They were all 70s funk pages. They were all this. And I didn't want to do it. And my sister, she's like, make me a rap page. I have to post NWA. And I'm like, what? So I'm like, you do it. And of course, I did it. And she ran it. And it was like coming to the point where I didn't even care. But people was coming up to me like, yo, rap pages, this is that. I'm like, yeah, I created that. Yeah. But at the time, it wasn't a big deal because I wasn't into that. I was into working. But it's back up and running. And if you got some dope music, now I'm going to tell you the truth. Because that's the other thing. That's the double entendre of the name of this show, Blooded After Dark. You know, for 20 friendly after dark. But I am also very, very blunt. Not after dark, all the time. So if your song's trash, I'm going to tell you your song's trash. So that's about it. I'm not saying that I'm the end-all, be-all. I'm not just going to be like, it's trash. I'm going to tell you where to improve because, you know, everybody needs that. Just like I want that feedback from you. If you have anything you want to talk about or anything you want me to bring up or something that's affecting artists in the city, it doesn't even have to deal with artistry. It can deal with anything, like any topic. Just hit me up on IG at L, that's E-L, underscore, Presidente Knox.
And also, if you have any music, like she said, it's just because it's going to be critiqued, that doesn't mean that you can't post your things. Any art, music you draw, post it on the page. It's on Facebook, Blunted After Dark. You know, because other people are watching too. We have about, you have about 500 people joined. So just imagine 400 to 500 people is going to be seeing your art, your music, whatever you think art is going to be seen by all these people. So, you know, it'll help you get yourself out there too.
Yeah, that's a thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're so helpful. With that, I was really getting to that seriously, because I think that that's the reason. I, you know, seriously, if you have the talent for music, and I know everybody's probably saying like, we don't need no more rappers, but if you know, or we don't need no more musicians, we need doctors. But if it's in your soul, you do that. You know, stop. Don't let people stop what you want to do because of their opinions. But anyway, just showcase your talents. Blend After Dark Sounds. It was called Sights and Sounds. Took that away so it can just be all cohesive, Blunted After Dark Sounds.
Yeah.
Other than that, this interview, my interviews that are coming up, I'm going to have interviews where I go out and I'm going to get some interviews with the DIA. Also, a couple of interviews I have coming up that with some musicians.
K Bosco.
And with songwriters and things of that nature. So you can, so you upcoming artists can get from people who are writing and actually, you know, doing background singing and already doing this work, you know, how can you improve? What are the avenues you can take? along with me doing some episodes that would be totally about my favorite classic albums.
And vinyl. You want to do vinyl?
No. Just classic vinyl albums for right now. New. I'll go into vinyl a little bit later. So that's really what my show is about. Just trying to bring everybody together through one thing that I know everybody loves. That's music.
Music calms the savage beast.
That is a very true statement. Also, am I forgetting everything? I have a bad memory. Help. I'm drowning.
You're not drowning. She's just an overthinker.
I am. I have 60 pages in front of me. Okay. Yes, yes. I actually got a page of people who told me if I didn't shout them out at some point.
But I'll start. I want to shout out my beautiful, talented piano flute playing auntie.
When did this become your
show? K Bosco.
When?
And Jaina True Piano. And I'm done.
That, it's not, it's, this isn't your, anyway. yeah. So, shout out to my family, the Hobsons, all 2,000 of you. I can't name you all. It really is like 2,000 of you. I know because you're going to look at my page and you're going to see this. And I know exactly.
And then your cousin's in New York. She's the artist as well.
Yes, my cousin. Andrea, you keep being beautiful and playing that guitar. Barbecue Barbie. She's great. I just met her. She makes the best barbecue
hot dogs ever. Oh, my God.
She's
just like a local gal that she's
that
just...
That lives down the street from
yeah,
us.
Yeah, she's just family friendly.
And if you want to eat on the run...
Yeah.
She got you.
And she's affordable.
$2 for a polar sausage. You can't get that.
Aisha, her...
I got to shout
Jackie's
out...
Jackie's Comfort Foods.
Yeah, that page. Check out my cousin's page. That's a page that is...
She does soul food.
Soul food. Healthy soul food.
All type of stuff. Great cook.
My artist, his name is Be Heard on Instagram. That's his IG, Be Heard. He's actually right now working on my logo, so get to work, Be Heard.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be here today.
Mm-hmm.
and also, check out my girl, Shalane Goss, on Insta. Her music is great. That's all I can say.
And shout out to all the Barbs.
Yeah, because I'm a Ken Barb. Love the Barbs.
I'm a Kelly Barb. That means I go and come.
That means she doesn't exist.
Whatever. So those of you that love Nicki Minaj, because you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it. Watch Queen Radio. And Nicki, hear it is somewhere,
how did
give
you,
me my cut.
How do you take okay,
I haven't
listen.
Even been saying anything.
That's you. How you talk for today?
Oh, really?
You know what? I knew this was going to be the problem.
Okay.
But it's cool because this is just the introduction episode. We're just playing around and trying to get a feel for everything. So it's great. The next episode, though, I'm going to be very OCD. You can follow me, like I said, L_Presidente, Presidente
Knox,
KNOX. Yes, I was a spelling bee champ.
I just got a brain freeze. Like, what you spelling?
Twitter. Listen to this. Twitter at Rock McKnox for Press. That's R-O-C-M-I-C-K.
Are you kidding me?
N-O-X, the number 4, and P-R-E-S.
I'm a little... I was about to be, like I could never say. Speaking on music,
Snapchat.
Oh Lord,
you will follow me at Mickey Knox Ultra. It's spelled the way it sounds.
You might as well just spell it.
M I C K E Y K-N-O-X, Ultra. You know how to spell Ultra. Google that. I can't spell anymore. Okay, Facebook, Vicky Knox, and that's it. Any questions? Any, like, comments? What you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about? Let me know. Some, you might not like every topic I pull up. If you want to suggest any topics or, you know, talk about some things, I'm open to that. Just hit me in my inbox at mknoxultra at gmail.com.
Are you serious?
That's mknoxultra
at gmail.com.
Thank you.
Speaking of music, remember when Independent, with Lil Boozy? Low-key, don't think I'm slow. I couldn't spell that.
Did you know what that means?
I could not spell that. I used to be like, I-N-D-E-M-P-T-N-I-D-N. Oh, really? Do you know what that mean? That's true.
We can see that. You're still spelling it wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and everything's spelled with an Usher. U-S-H-E-R-R-A.
What? Usher?
You remember the song when they spell Usher right, man?
It's U-S-H-E-R-R-A-Y-N-O-N-D.
There you go. Bow.
It went with the... Get out of here, man. How you...
Nah, but this show gonna be mad fun. I'm glad that she's finally... Her overthinkingness is... putting it into something because she's a mad rad music person. Okay, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, also too, I just gotta let you guys know. And when I say I really don't care, I really don't. I don't mean I don't care about you guys. I care about you guys. I care about my audience. I want to cater to you guys. But as far as like you know, people that have all these harsh critiques and, oh, you don't know this. I would rather you school me and give me information than to, you know, be a troll.
Yeah, always shut people, shut, you know. That's the problem with society, too. Like, they just want to always shut you down because you may get something wrong. You know what I'm saying? And everybody has their I want to be right moments, but, you know, that's a good thing that you said. You should just say, oh, no.
Because
you know, it's no lie. You're about facts.
I just said that because I'm a super troll, too. And I'll troll you all day in your inbox with correct facts.
So, and do her the same way.
Yeah, you can do me the same way. It's fine. Exactly. It's fine. I'll just keep laughing. But we can have a facts off. No, I'm just playing. But, man, it's been fun so far. It's not been that long. where are we at? Time?
About 23 minutes.
Oh, okay. 23 minutes. What can we squeeze in right quick? All right. I know what I want to talk about. Who I always love to talk about. Nicki Minaj.
Oh, my God. No, I'm rad on some serious. Queen Radio is the ish, dog.
Queen Radio is lit.
You know, like I said, I'm a Kelly Barb. I come and go. That's what Kelly just do. They come and go. Notice Kelly's, how Kelly's don't exist anymore?
Kelly but I'm does not exist.
But listen, but that's why she comes and goes, and I'm a Kelly Barb. So, on some serious, Queen Radio is the junk.
She definitely has a future in radio. She definitely should do that. She should just, like, rhyme on, you know. Just like make up raps and do her own intros and then be her rap songs. And then she can just talk all the stuff she wants to talk. Like, I want the soundboard right now where I could like, pow, 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 pow. Just, I want to do what she does. Yeah, but anyway.
She's everybody's cool and everything talking that she says about. Right.
No.
Are you talking about the Cardi B situation?
You know, that's the big topic.
Lord, I'm so tired of hearing about that.
Barbie Gang versus Barbies? Barbie Gang versus Barbie. That's a tongue twister.
Sorry. Anyway. So are you Barbie lovers or whatever? I don't like Cardi B. I've never fully liked Cardi B. She acted a little slow to me. I'm sorry.
Okay, quick topics. We doing quick.
I don't care.
So... So, you know, the only thing I have to say about Nikki is I love Nikki and I'm a real friend fan. And all I have to say is that I'm not saying don't say what you need to say. But Nikki does play the victim a lot. And I love it, though.
Oh, God.
Because I would totally be her.
Oh, wow.
I would totally be her. Like, oh, my God. Strat the fucking girl.
She's a sneaky Sagittarius.
Yes. But, you know.
Cardi a lying Libra.
No, Cardi is an Instagram girl who they gave a little bit too much power to. I mean, when your sister's running around on, like, MTV shows and she thinks she's the star and you got one song, I mean, that should tell you right there. Uh-huh. Something's not right here. I'm not saying don't like one or the other. I'm just saying check your favorite artist. Since y'all all one of these want to be on Instagram and giving them opinions and saying, you look like a whole meal. You look like a snack. Mm-hmm. You look like a Snickers. Tell them how whack their album was. Because Invasion of Privacy was whack.
That's Cardi B album, right?
Yes, it is.
It was horrible.
It was horrible.
Except for I Like It Like That.
It was formulaically put together. It was like, oh, we need a hard intro song. We need a hard intro song because, you know, she used to be a stripper, so you got to beat up people. All right. The next song is going to be about how much she love her man and she dripping in diamonds. Drip, drip. You know what I'm saying? It was like formulaic. And I hear a lot of people talking about how Nicki's album Queen is garbage.
That's
and it's like,
lie,
it's not.
Ganja burns, ganja
please,
burns,
stop, ganja stop, stop, stop.
Burn.
Stop. You're wasting my time paying for this. No, but seriously, Queen is a great album. It was sequenced wrong. It was rolled out wrong.
After LLC. Up to LLC, to me, it was fine. Like it wasn't.
Now that's different for me because I start the album from her White, and go down to Coco Chanel and then listen to Guns N' Roses. So I just feel like it was sequenced wrong, and what she was trying to do wasn't fully realized because we're not in that era anymore. People have to realize she came in on an era of rap where we were dabbling in. Everything wasn't so digital. They were still selling tapes. They were still selling mixtapes.
Oh, yeah, mixtapes. Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Literally, on cassettes.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why on this album, she tried to sell a cassette tape. But I think people don't know about that. They just read headlines. You know what I'm saying? And then they go off of that. But I just implore people to do research. Like, just don't.
Because, you know, and plus so many kids these days, you know how they think. They think because when you make a beat, that beat is brand new. it never existed. Samples don't exist.
So I was getting to where I was going. You keep messing me up. So Cardi threw a shoe at Nicki at Fashion Week. Cardi, that was the worst thing you could have done. Why did you do that, though? Like, it really didn't make any sense. Y'all are both in the same place. I mean, usually that means one's getting ushered out and one's getting ushered in. But the good thing about that is Nicki has been around for 10 years, so we can't really say that about her. But not only that, why are you doing all this at an event? I don't know. Don't give a fuck. So, out of here.
Upskill.
You know
that.
And you know who I signed with? Nikki.
We know.
Next topic. I'm going to give you my 5 picks, and then I'm going to get out of here for new albums you can listen to. And I will do this every episode. This was all over the place, like my brain is. So, this was the perfect introduction episode. Number one, Sweetener by Ariana Grande. First of all, no one's asking you. The best tracks are Borderline with Missy Elliott, God is a Woman,
I was going to say that God is a woman. She talk about her womanly self and all that crap.
Breathing. And what is the song? Yeah. Picking her up. Picking her up. Why do I always say the name?
Like picking it. Oh, girl. That's not the name of the song. It's another song. It'd be like, pick up the pieces.
That's not the name of the song.
Pick up the pieces.
Shut up. Stop, because you're making me lose it even more now. It's not the name of the song. It's actually, I don't know. She's just making
that was my fault. I'm sorry. Pick up the pieces.
Okay, be quiet. Okay, also.
Next album.
I don't even remember what the next album was because you just threw me totally off. And you know what? I think you sabotaged my show because I helped you so greatly with your so.
Nicki Minaj, Queen. That's another album to.
I mean, that's a given. I don't have to put that in there.
Was you gonna say Travis Scott?
Yes, Astroworld.
See, I'm helping.
Astroworld. A lot of people. Say that they can't get into it or it's weird rap.
But it's an awesome album.
But if you know music like I do, it is very much a ode to all the 2000s Houston rap, like the Screwed Up Click and 3-6 Mafia and all of that. Within the samples he used, he puts them together with his style that makes... I have to say, all the way up to how long is this goddamn album? This album is long too, because the beats—it's a lot of beat changes. So 17 songs. Coffee Bean actually sounds like that's the way to everybody's favorite because it sounds like a neo soul song. But out of the 17 tracks, Stargaze and Carousel, Sicko Mode. Of course, everybody knows that. No Bystanders. 5% Tint is the best. All right. From there, Janelle, Monae, Dirty Computer. That's it. That's all that needs
Dirty
to be said.
Dirty Computer.
And J-Rock Redemption. Yes,
that's awesome, too.
J-Rock Redemption is a sleeper. Go buy it. Don't wait for Kendrick's album to come out, or don't wait for SZA's album to come out. Go get this album. This album at first makes you think it's going to be a gangsta album or something. But once you get into the album, it flows well. It's like sequenced perfectly for what he's trying to get across, which I won't tell you here. Because I might do a little contest around this because I, like, listen to this so much. It's, like, lit up on my phone. It's my favorite. So, best tracks, The Bloodiest, Knock It Off, Rotation, 1/12. And that's my opinion just because I chose to give it. And my name is Mickey Knox.
Oh, my
and
God.
This is Blooded After Dark. Thank you. Tune in later.